The ritual which is given in its purely internal aspect. The greatness of the Bhagavad Gita is that the ritualism of the Vedic path or the Vedic path which had descended into ritualism at one time and which was prevalent at the time of the Gita's composition is now transformed into its original terms in which psychological aspects are explained. Everything that is physical and ritual is now translated into psychological equivalence. Pita aham asya jagataha. You begin to recognize that I am the father of all action, of the whole world. Mata dhata pitamaha. I am the mother, I am the dhata, I am the former, one who formulates. Pitamaha. I am the father of father. Vedyam pavitram. I am the one who is deserving to be known. I am pavitram. I am holy. I am omkara. The whole pranava, the word in which all knowledge is contained, I am that. Rik sama yajuhu evacha. There are three words. There is a word which is called rik. There is a word which is called sama. There is a word which is called yaju. In fact, we have got three Vedas, the Yajurveda, Rigveda, and Samaveda. There is also fourth Veda, Atharvaveda, which is a combination of all the three. Now, Rik is the word of illumination. Sama is the word of harmony. And Yaju is the word of action, of will. In Yajurveda, you get the secret of action. In Rigveda, you get the secret of knowledge. In Sama, you get the secret of harmony. All the three are nothing but myself, the Supreme Lord. This is the knowledge which comes to you when you begin to do Karma Yoga.
Uncle, when they talk of the herb and the mantra and the clarified butter in the Vedas, in the Rigveda also, they really, by clarified butter, they actually meant the clarified mind. So if you could explain these terms actually, so we could actually understand.
In the Veda, there is a parallelism. So that outer ritualism runs parallel to the inner psychological movements. Yajna, which is outwardly a kind of havana, yajna kunda,